Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm delighted to be here again in Geneva at the UN, and I'd really like to congratulate the UNECE on having the vision to bring together cities as a network as part of this incredibly important opportunity for knowledge exchange between cities that are experiencing so many of the same opportunities and challenges. Because it is cities across the world who are at the vanguard of the push for transformation, responding to the impacts of climate, demographic, and technological change, and striving towards creating more sustainable, livable, and equitable communities. And we do that, of course, in the context of providing a complex range of public services directly to the people who elected us in a way that national governments simply don't do. And as a European city with global aspirations, Glasgow has absolutely embraced this change. And at a time when the uncertainty of Brexit overshadows so much of public life in the UK, a Brexit which Glasgow citizens voted overwhelmingly against, I need to say, there was a more than 66% Remain vote in the city of Glasgow. But nonetheless, it makes us need even more to tell Europe and tell the world the story of our reinvention and our transition, of how we're leaving behind our status as arguably Europe's preeminent post-industrial city towards becoming a city of knowledge and of innovation. So we talk a lot about Glasgow's new story, a story of a city that once again has a growing reputation for innovation, with aspirations to become a world leader in new economies within digital, science and technology, the creative industries and others, but also innovative in our approaches to policy, to community empowerment, to resilience, to carbon reduction, to collaboration across sectors, to economic growth which drives social justice and delivers shared benefit, and crucially in our approach to place. Critically, Glasgow has demonstrated our willingness to innovate with how we've delivered housing over the past two decades. In 2003, Glasgow City Council transferred its entire public housing stock to a new model of housing management. And 15 years on, that stock now belongs to dozens of community-based housing associations, informing our collaborative approach to the delivery of affordable, accessible housing, which is an aspiration, of course, shared by everyone here today. The process of separating public housing from a major public institution to locally based housing associations was often challenging, but the demolitions, the refurbishments, and the building programme which followed were major catalysts in the biggest physical transformation that Glasgow has experienced in its recent history. A collaborative approach to place and communities has ensured that we've been able to deliver for individual distinctive neighbourhoods across the city in ways that reflect their particular needs and aspirations. Glasgow City Council, which I lead, remains the strategic housing authority, delivering 15,000 new affordable homes in the 5 years up to 2022. And the partnership with community-based housing associations helps us set design standards which are cutting edge and rent levels which are affordable. But it also provides real challenges and alternatives to what the private sector often delivers and demands, and allows us to set standards for the private sector development which is happening in parallel with our own affordable housing programme. Social justice is at the heart of those partnerships. Our locally based housing associations are not only landlords, they provide programmes of social and community support for our most economically and physically vulnerable citizens. To give just one example, Glasgow has one of the largest programmes of domestic energy efficiency improvements in Scotland, yet fuel poverty levels in our city are still a significant challenge. Our conversations about sustainable energy and reducing carbon emissions always have that focus on reducing fuel poverty, making it easier for people to heat their homes, support their health, support better life chances for them and their families. The transfer to community-based associations is contributing towards a major political priority and indeed within Scotland a legal obligation to empower our communities to identify anchor organisations to provide resilience and platforms to engage citizens, to give local people ownership of the decisions that affect them and to give a platform to the voices of people with lived experience of poverty and its impacts. Glasgow has a history of social renewal programmes which failed, which were not sustainable because they were delivered from the top down and not in response to the voices and the aspirations of the people who live in our communities and who have that lived experience of poverty and deprivation. That has to change if we are to deliver sustainable change for better lives and better communities. Because poor housing in the past brought with it an unwelcome inheritance in Glasgow, a well-known and well-rehearsed impact on health and on mortality rates, which are amongst the worst in Europe. But coupled with our recent investment in improved housing, collaboration with our academic sector now is instrumental in addressing this and is part of a new formalised relationship, a memorandum of understanding with our universities and colleges in the city. I've got no doubt that it's that focus on community resilience that will, over time, improve the lives, improve the life chances and improve the mortality rates for ordinary citizens in Glasgow. Connectivity is also intrinsic to what we do, connectivity in its widest sense, but our pioneering digital strategy seeks to build on our efforts to place ourselves at the forefront of those new economies, but also to ensure that every single one of our communities is digitally connected and able to take advantage of the fourth industrial revolution. We can't rely on the market alone to deliver this, so the city, the city government that I lead, is taking steps to ensure that our socio-economic digital divide in the city is bridged. And as we stand at the forefront of Scotland's Smart Cities agenda, we've ensured that this is directly connected to our strategies on climate change. Our pioneering new digital surface water drainage systems, Europe's first ever smart canal, will unlock 110 hectares across the north of the city, of what is currently much of it vacant and derelict land, for investment, regeneration and development, paving the way for more than 3,000 new homes in that part of the city. We are not in this alone. Glasgow works alongside Scottish Government frameworks, and we're very pleased to be part of the UK Core Cities Network of the 10 biggest cities outside London. But what's crucial for us, of course, is that we also work within the context of the Sustainable Development Goals, that clear set of principles which provide a common platform for all of the cities here and beyond this room today to work together to apply to our own work, translating global principles and global goals to action in our communities. So I hope in this very short space of time I've had available, you've had the chance to get a sense of a little of Glasgow's attempts to build a coherent and cohesive approach to policy, to place, to services and to citizens, to understand how our ambitions for a successful city economy, improved social outcomes, reduced inequalities and better life chances for particularly the citizens who need it most are so interconnected as to be indivisible. If you want to learn more, please go and talk to my colleagues who are in the exhibition area upstairs. But also, we would like to invite all of you to come along and for your city to be represented at the Glasgow Conference on City Living International Best Practice for the UN Charter on Sustainable Housing, which takes place in September and which will follow up up on the Vienna Conference of 2018. We'd be delighted to have you all join us in Glasgow, and we promise to show you a very good time and something that Glasgow is particularly famous for, a great night out. Thank you very much.